From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In about an hour, President Donald Trump will tell the American people that it is our new American moment and call on Republicans and Democrats to come together in his State of the Union speech, according to the White House. He'll also discuss the impact of the Republican tax overhaul, explain his administration's efforts to combat the Islamic State group, and call on Congress to pass major infrastructure investment plan. The Trump administration's delay in implementing congressionally mandated Russian sanctions provoked an outcry on Capitol Hill just hours before his speech. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Congress last year overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. This week, the Trump administration said the law already has had a chilling effect on those sectors, even before sanctions take effect. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the administration of dragging its feet.
President Trump has failed time and time again to stand up to Vladimir Putin, despite the assault that he carried out on our democracy in the 2016 elections.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a Senate panel the administration is still looking at imposing sanctions based on a list of Kremlin-affiliated business moguls the Treasury Department published Monday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
VOA will carry Trump's speech live. British Prime Minister Theresa May said on Wednesday that Britain is seeking a free trade agreement with China. May also said she would raise the future of Hong Kong in her meeting.